The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center in San Jose, the Sharks look to shrug off a tough result in Utah and take on the Pittsburgh Penguins in the second game of back-to-backs before heading out east on a four-game road trip. Last night, the Sharks fought back and were even 2-2 with the Utah Mammoth, and the entire process of getting there was a series of ups and downs that's characterized the Sharks' season. It all began with Utah taking an early lead on a 5-on-3 power play opportunity.
And now, with 45 seconds left on the first penalty, here comes Keller with speed against Desharnais, who's out there with Ferraro. The only forward on the ice for the Sharks is Wennberg. Throwing it around 5-on-3. Here's Gunther getting the pass back to the point. Sergachev to Keller, who wanted it on the right circle.
He feeds down low to Cooley in front. They score! Nick Schmaltz has been looking to get a goal. He hadn't had one in his last five games, dating back to last season, but he gets the pass in the middle and he beats Askarov. That is a 5-on-3 power play goal for Utah, and Schmaltz, with his first of the year, takes the 1-0 lead. That made it 1-0 in favor of the Utah Mammoth, as Schmaltz got his first of the year from Cooley and Keller at 9:38. A couple of minutes later, at 13:31, it was Schmaltz again, and it was 2-0.
And here comes the Mammoth attack. And a lead pass for Keller from Schmaltz is off of his stick. That would have been a breakaway had he been able to stop it. Instead, Orlov deflects a pass over to the right side of Askarov. 1-0 in favor of the Utah Mammoth right now.
As the Mammoth pick it up here, Schmaltz in the slot, score! That's a pretty looking play, Jamal, but it's not one you're going to see very often, as Schmaltz got behind the defense and kind of a turnaround pass there from the sideboards by the Utah Mammoth, and that is why Schmaltz was wide open in front. He slipped underneath Orlov and snapped one home to make it 2-0. He's gone the first four games without a goal. Now he's got two of them, 2-0 in favor of Utah. And so it was Schmaltz getting his second goal of the night, and second of three that he would score. Clayton Keller with that brilliant spin play to get him the puck, and it was 2-0 at the end of one. Tyler Toffoli got the Sharks on the board in the second period when he picked up a power play goal of his own. Sharks circle back, Orlov leading the way out with Eklund. He drops it backwards, and here comes Celebrini. Up the left side, scoots by Gunther. Down the left wing, cross the line, gained the zone, dropped it across the rink to Toffoli, to the middle of Eklund, to the right side to Will Smith. From the top of the right circle, went back. Orlov, the shot. Save, rebound. Toffoli, score! Perfect position for Toffoli to grab that rebound. No chance for Vemelka. And that's the power play goal the Sharks desperately needed, as Tyler Toffoli for San Jose picks up his second of the season. And now it's a 2-1 Utah lead. 2-1 the score at that point. Toffoli, his second, from Smith and Orlov on the power play at 5:23. And then with Macklin Celebrini in front, Jeff Skinner centered the puck, and it was all tied up. Sharks changing lines. Skinner back on the ice with Celebrini now. Kurashev about to jump on as Celebrini fed it in deep. There's Skinner with it. Skinner holding it, firing it to the slot. Score! Macklin Celebrini in front from Skinner, and the Sharks have tied the game at two. It turned out to go off the defense, so Skinner got credit for his third of the season from Celebrini and Desharnais. And Jeff Skinner, most goals in the first four games of the season. This is the second most he's ever had. It's a good start to his year offensively. Macklin Celebrini getting the assist with Vinny Desharnais, and it was tied 2-2. But unfortunately, at that point, the tide would turn in favor of the Mammoth on another tough play in the Sharks' end.
2-2 the score. Utah Mammoth sent it down the ice. Uh-oh, trouble right here as they score. A turnover by Askarov, and it's in the back of the net for Liam O'Brien, of all people. 3-2, Utah on a mistake by the Sharks goaltender.
It was 2-2 at that point, but at 16:09 to the second, Liam O'Brien's first goal in his first game of the year. He was out the first four with an injury. Assisted by Tanev and Cole, made it 3-2 in favor of the Mammoth. And that did not turn out to be the game-winning goal, but it was the most important goal that they would score. In the third period, Utah continued their push. And in the opening minute, Nick Schmaltz completed the hat trick.
So it'll be Marino getting it back. And John Marino, there for Utah, spun it around the boards, cleared back out by Sergachev, and he's headed back to the Utah bench as the Utah team sends in front, and Schmaltz scores! Well, that's the hat trick, second one of his career for Nick Schmaltz. The third assist going to Clayton Keller on a weird dump-in that kind of bounced right to Keller back behind the net, and all he did was put a perfect pass under the stick of Schmaltz. Looked like the Sharks got caught asleep a little bit for just a second as that dump-in looked like it wasn't dangerous, but it turned to be deadly.
And so that completed the hat trick for Nick Schmaltz. Clayton Keller picked up the assist 54 seconds into the third period. At 3:25, Michael Carconi made it a 5-2 game with his first of the season, assisted by Lawson Krause. Another playoff, the rush into the offensive zone that the Sharks probably should have stopped. Then Clayton Keller made it a 6-2 lead. That was the return of the favor by Schmaltz, who fed his line mate the puck. And so it would be Keller getting his first of the year, Schmaltz's fourth point of the night, his first assist, Keller's fourth point of the night, his first goal, and it wound up 6-2 at that point. San Jose would get one final goal. They were on the power play with 3:09 to play. Macklin Celebrini would get his first goal of the year from Jeff Skinner and Alex Wenberg. Second unit steps out for the Sharks. Here's Wenberg with Skinner across the line. Drop pass, Celebrini still out there. Shoot, score! Macklin Celebrini rips one home. That's his first of the year. It goes up top. It's a power play goal, and the Sharks make it 6-3. But that was all she wrote. There was some pushing and shoving after Cooley and Celebrini tangled early in the third period. Vinny Desharnais and Dmitry Simashev ended up getting 10-minute misconduct penalties at that point. And a little bit of rough stuff, but nothing much. And it wound up a 6-3 Utah win. The San Jose Sharks are still 0 for October. They fall back to 0-2-2 on the season. They have 2 points. While the Utah Mammoth up their record to 3-2, they are 2-0 on home ice so far this year. The Teal Report will continue from SAP Center right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Face Off Inside the NHL returns, taking you deeper behind the scenes than ever before. See it all from the star-studded Four Nations Face Off Tournament.
Us against the world, boys.
To the adrenaline of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
How scared are you guys?
With candid interviews and backstage access, experience the sacrifice, the rivalries, and the determination that define NHL greatness.
Just when I thought last year couldn't be topped, here we are.
A new season of Face Off Inside the NHL. Watch now only on Prime Video.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks audio network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks audio network.
The Sharks are still smarting from the way that they lost the game last night. Head coach Ryan Warsofsky talked about it.
We give up that one, you know, Askey is the one behind the net there. And then just sat in our heels there a little bit in the third, and that's what good teams will do to you. You know, I thought we had good energy on the bench heading into the period. You know, the guys, you know, in the dressing room, we were saying the right things, but we got to start doing the right things.
But how do you get over these slow starts? Mario Ferraro gave us a clue.
You know, we were back on our heels too early. We got to start at the opposite and put them back on our heels. Obviously, it's a road game, but that's, you know, we got to be even tighter in situations like that. You know, I think just playing simple and getting pucks in and getting pucks out, like, are really important. Obviously, you know, they put a lot of pressure on us, especially in the neutral zone. They came through the neutral zone with a lot of speed. So if we're as tight as we can next time in these road buildings, you know, to be tight and gapped up and not give them that time and space, then, you know, maybe they'll help us out a little bit, but for sure our start wasn't good enough.
Tune in to all of the exciting play-by-play coverage. The Sharks and the Pittsburgh Penguins were on the air at 6:30 Pacific time tonight on the Sharks Audio Network channel. You can find us on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. You can also find us at sjsharks.com/listen on our terrestrial affiliate network in Northern California and on satellite radio. We're also broadcasting in Spanish tonight on Los Tiburones Night. I'm Mauri P. Gonzalez and Jesus Zarate with you. That's it for the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.